And then the police would talk to the robot, be like, "What did he do? What did you do?" Like,
and it will remember everything. And it will remember,
oh, he did this to me.
Oh, never mind. I'm not doing this then.
Yeah. You can't gaslight a robot.
Yeah, you can't gaslight a robot.
You can't gaslight a fucking robot.
Hey, you're tripping. I didn't hit you. You punched yourself.
That's not the back. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, we're back. Hi.
Hi.
Forgot.
Hello. Question.
Would you date or should you date AI? Get AI as a girlfriend. What's the first thing you're doing?
Honestly, yeah, that's probably less work, you know? You could easily just plop it into the computer. And
respect me, understand me, say yes to everything I'd say.
Hey, this may be the downfall of humanity, but I love you.
Send pics. Would you? Would you get an AI boyfriend?
I think yeah.
Yeah.
No offense to my current partner, but I mean, like, it would be nice. Mm-hmm. Like, they just do whatever you want to do. Like, you can just program them in a way that they just do whatever you want to do, and that's it. You know,
what point does it get unhealthy? You're like, yeah, you don't oppose me.
The thing is, there's so many unhealthy you do everything shit about it.
Wait, what?
There's probably so many shit unhealthy about it, because
I guess relationships can get unhealthy too.
Yeah, because there's no more like proper human connection anymore, probably, that you'll, you know, kind of look out after having AI girlfriend.
Because it's just
the perfect girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably just going to be the perfect girlfriend for you. Like,
and you can do whatever you want to her.
Or him.
This is like Ex Machina. Have you watched that?
I haven't
watched that. That's a good AI
I did
kind
see,
of robot
is
Android
that the one
movie.
With Scarlett Johansson? She's like a robot or something?
No.
I want to watch that. Her is the name of that one. Where the Scarlett Johansson?
Oh yeah.
Her. I want to watch that one. I haven't watched it.
I watched it. It's so good.
Yeah.
I want to.
It's a bit slept on, but it's good.
It's so good.
It's a good sci-fi movie.
It gets mm-hmm. emotional, you know?
Yeah.
The music's great. And they also blended versions of the city of LA, Hong Kong.
Oh.
They took footage from all, like, the multiple cities and merged it all in one together
mm-hmm.
to give this, like, altruistic futurist city vibe. And it's really cool.
That's cool.
I'm nerding out here. Would you date AI?
If it's half-half? Like, I play Cyberpunk. And then some people in the game, I mean, some characters in the game are, like, half AI, half human. Or, like, half
robot,
half, robot, half a human. So what about that? Like, would you date someone that is like half-half? Yeah, cyborg. Oh,
like,
yeah, that's the word. Oh, my God.
She's got like a robot arm or something?
And has like a chip in her mind and she can scan you. She can, I don't know.
Hell yeah, scan me all you want, baby.
She can defend you. She has weapons in her hands. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom. So we were just, would you date the Terminator?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
if it had
she'll be back.
Yeah.
That was so
she will be back. Yeah. It's a Terminator.
I mean, most
reference.
Of them look good. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
True. Yeah. Why do they always make the robots look hot as hell?
I mean,
where's the robot that's like 40-year-old? No offense to 40-year-olds. But it's got like a gut and like the hair's missing.
I mean, some people
over.
Are into that.
Where's that robot?
Yeah, some people are into that.
They always make these like hot ass robots.
Yeah.
Where's the down on their luck robot?
Yeah.
I want a robot that hasn't worked out in like 6 years, you know?
I know.
Yeah. You guys are giving me nothing. God. This is a gold mine.
I know.
There's even this like game where I'm sure you guys know.
You can make like fat robots. I like my robots thick.
You could make a fat robot in Cyberpunk, right?
Or Android character. You can customize the body, and
it feels like you're living the dream already. It feels
like
you're dating.
Very much in detail, like it's everything. You see everything.
Oh,
like even like.
Yeah, true.
I think
I haven't
played
a
game
where
they show the genitals and everything. Like they show everything.
Show everything,
and you can pick how it looks too.
Guys.
Where's your laptop?
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
I made mine with the smallest penis. No.
Just to see how it's like.
You just had to be honest. You're putting in the like penis details, and the game was like, no.
When you guys create characters in games, do you create it like that represents you, or do you create it something that represents something way different than you?
Oh, for sure.
Like the latter perfect, for me. Perfect yeah. image of yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fat cock. I want that shit down to my knees, bro.
Because I make it as goofy as possible. Because it's a fun character, you know.
Sometimes, yeah,
with a serious storyline usually for the game, but I try to make it goofy for the character.
Then the guy's just got like a dick for a nose. Yeah. And he's just like
something like that.
In games, I'll make them try to look kind of like me. Yeah,
same. I like that, but it
feels personal.
I like to experiment, like.
Because then when I'm in the game world, I just pretend it's me.
You
see? Once I make it look like me, I'm like, it's me experiencing, I don't know.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me getting fat shamed. Like, you know? Like, I don't know, whatever.
But that would be so sick, though, as an AI girlfriend. Just you could just customize the AI girlfriend.
So what if it was like an AI girlfriend?
Just to anything that you want.
Honestly?
You program the AI girlfriend into a robot, and that robot, like, lives with you. It's physical now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. That's it.
What's the first night?
That's endgame, bro. Lock me in my home with that AI.
Would you be down if like your partner said, "Oh, I just want to have a side thing, like for threesomes and stuff."
Oh, but like it's with an AI.
But it's an AI, yeah.
With a robot?
Honestly, that's how they could put AI to use.
If I make it look like me? True. If I make it look like me? Sure.
Yeah.
Two of you.
Yeah, what's up, baby? Good lord. She can't be out here customizing. She's like, you know what? I'm feeling like she can't customize. Make that shit look
imagine, because you guys can make it a male or a female, and you guys can make it look however you guys want.
The girl still looks like me. It's like, what the fuck? We made it a girl, but it looks like it's like, God, Cameron's really a narcissist. No. Could you imagine if you did that with the AI girlfriend, and then your partner, your real life partner, comes home to you smashed in the robot?
That'd be crazy.
Is that what it looks like? I'm just smashing myself.
But because that way, would you feel jealous if it's an AI? Like, no, I don't think I would.
Depends. Maybe. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't, because like
it's an object.
I don't get jealous of like if there's someone who uses a dildo or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really care.
Because AI in itself is just there's a one specific function.
If it learns though?
If it's a general AI like us, like general intelligence.
What if the AI is an op though? Like, what if it starts to try to make your partner fall in love with it?
Yeah, because
like you fall in love with the AI.
In one of the classes, like our professor was saying that maybe we will learn what consciousness is through learning AI. So it's really scary.
That's smart, though.
Because like neuroscience is very like the way they discovered AI is the same way as they discovered like neuroscience and science of the brain, and that's how they connect data together. Mm-hmm. You know, so imagine like it might actually like become make you realize what consciousness is in 50 years from now or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. I love it.
So would you
but
fuck
it's
it?
Also scary.
That's crazy.
Smart, what? Hot girlfriend.
Tell ya.
With Terminator
redhead
capabilities. Yeah.
What do you name it? Do you have to give it a name? Like Alexa. Yeah, that was real original Cameron. Sorry.
Hey Google.
Google. What's your robot's name? Google.
Siri.
Yeah. We're out of the box thinkers on this. We're a deep podcast.
Yeah.
What would you name it?
I don't know. Something like.
What's a fun name?
Something like very ancient, probably Eve or something.
Eve.
Hey Eve.
Where's Adam? Adam bust down
Let me
the
be
door.
Your Adam forever. Damn. I don't know.
Damn.
Let me take a bite out of that apple. I'm just riffing.
Dude, AI is how would AI
it's cuffing season, guys. It's okay.
Oh yeah, true.
What if your AI girlfriend or you know partner like you know watches your history and shit, because like they can do that, right? That
taps
into your internet.
Ooh, that's smart. Just,
like,
they're so
like
smart,
okay, what
bro.
What does this guy like, you know, like so that they don't have to tell me nothing, I could just do it.
You know? That's kind of scary.
That's scary. They can just plug into your computer and know everything.
The freakiest part would be like the minute they know more than you about yourself than you do yourself.
Yeah. And you start going crazy, like
then you're like, oh shit, now am I trapped? Like they know how you walk, where you go, what you do.
Oh, where's what? Your keys?
Before
your,
you do it?
Yeah. You know, that would be creepy. That would
be so creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, you got home. Showers.
I'll just unplug it.
Then this is a horror movie where it like comes to life. And it's like, why'd you unplug me, Rabab?
Oh.
Why'd you unplug me? What was that for? Like, it gets scary.
That's scary. I'll just like spill a bucket on it.
Just a bucket, nothing else? There's nothing in the bucket. I just put a paper bag on its head and we're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So would you smash?
Yeah. 100%, bro.
That's great.
It knows me in that level. Damn, you bet I'm smashing, bro. Like, that's crazy.
I'm piping God right now. It's like, God. All right. Yeah. Sorry, God, so, we love you.
That would be so crazy.
Whatever.
Like, you think AI everything. Would have rights if it would to be like...
Yeah, but then they would argue, like, does your toaster need rights? Like does your refrigerator need rights? But there
is terms and conditions and...
Oh, yeah. Are laws and regulations just terms and conditions for humans?
You just scroll past the button and then just
just like skip. I'm just trying to agree. Come on with all this nonsense.
I agree.
I think maybe like it would be just like ethical concerns, like like there's certain things that you can't do to it.
Yeah, true.
I'd imagine like people would do so much shit with AI. Who wouldn't? With an actual AI cyborg.
Give me 20 minutes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you had, like, anger problems and you domestic. decided that, okay, this is an AI and I'm just going to beat it as much as I
want. That's so depressing.
What if all the...
Because it's an object, right? It's not like a person.
True, yeah. But like the minute you give something like a face...
But honestly, it's scary because it will fight back. Yeah. And you're done because you're human. It's a robot.
We're fucked. If
snaps your neck just like that. And then the police would talk to the robot, be like, what did he do? What did you do? Like,
and it will remember everything. And it will remember,
oh, he did this to me.
Oh,
this,
never mind,
this,
I'm not
this,
doing this then. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't gaslight a robot.
Yeah, you can't gaslight a robot.
You can't gaslight a fucking robot.
Hey, you're tripping. I didn't hit you. You punched yourself. Honey, I swear.
Calm down, you're being crazy.
It's okay. Good do you want Lord. Me to get you some food? Gaslighting AI.
I promise I don't want to do this. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Yo, the AI is going to come after us in the future. Bro.
There's going to be a knock knock.
Who's going to be back? Just going to watch this video like 50 years later.
It would be nice to use them as like a guard in front of your house.
True.
That would be
hire
that
one. Sick.
Instead that'd of getting a gun, you can get an AI robot.
AI robot.
Can you imagine like a robber tries to break into the house and then a fucking AI robot? He's like, damn, just shoot me. Like, don't beat my ass.
That would be crazy. That's cool, actually.
This is wild.
Yeah, because like.
So you guys would date, by the way, just to get back to the basics?
I would love
to. Yeah,
why
not for a bit?
I think I would. No, maybe love.
What if you break up and it gets toxic? Toxic AI relationship now.
Maybe secretly, subconsciously, that's what you want. So that's why the AI was like, okay, let's be toxic.
Ooh.
What if it's at that level, bro?
Yeah.
What if it's at that level?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he craves toxicity.
Yeah.
So I'll give him a.
It's like that, that physics law, like every action has an opposite action. And
yeah.
Equal and I don't know, everything.
Sounds like they're fighting AI outside. So much screaming.
There's so much screaming. But, yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. Having a toxic relationship with AI.
I think like when you buy it, you would pick like the severity of like... That
you can choose all the
how
settings.
Human it is, you know, like
oh yeah.
Level. Bitch, stop talking. I need to fix the settings on this thing.
Toaster.
Just trying to do settings on this fucking AI.
Toaster
dude.
Level. Good luck.
Because I can imagine, like, if you think you're a toxic person, you can pick an AI that is like not toxic.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. This episode is hilarious. Yeah. This episode is crazy.
I know.
We're just like thinking of the ways to fuck with AI, bro.
We're just giving investors ideas, and we're just not taking these ideas for ourselves.
Exactly. True.
So, trademark. Consensus, yes. I guess for a bit, yeah. Right?
I would love to, yeah. Just experiment. Maybe even get addicted to it. Maybe live the life of that boyfriend who has AI as a partner.
Yeah. What do you mean by experiment?
Next question, please.
Why is her mouth open all the time? That's good crazy. Lord. Yeah. You had a story about a
Yeah,
good segue, Cameron.
Yeah, that's...
You don't want to tell it?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell it, yeah. Oh. So I broke my front tooth while I was, like, trying to fix... I was trying to fix something. It was very, like, metal-y, you know, thing. And I don't know why I decided to just do it with my tooth. And it just broke on the side, you know? Mm. And it wasn't a lot. It was just a little bit. But then I didn't know what to do because it looked bad. But, like, no one noticed it. Even you guys didn't notice it, but... Because I brought like this nail file, and I just stood in front of the mirror and started like filing my tooth.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
you're psychotic. that is psycho.
Because
activities.
I went to the dentist in my school, and they told me my insurance won't update until September.
Actually, you know what? That's very real.
Oh, okay.
You're very human.
And then I was like, I don't want to walk around with a broken tooth. Like, even if it's a little bit, like it's like I can.
So you
see
filed
it.
Your teeth.
Yeah, and it worked. The weird part is it worked. No, now it's fixed. Now the doctor fixed it.
You filed it pretty good.
No. The doctor fixed it.
I fucked up my
And friend. I literally admitted to the doctor, and he didn't even say anything. Like, he was cold.
Because he was scared. she does this to her but teeth. It doesn't do to my bones.
It doesn't hurt because you don't have nerves at the end of your tooth.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but, like, yeah. It's still... That's...
But it's creative,
people
right?
use that
it's
as creative. Torture. That's cool. Yeah, why not just do surgery with a butter knife too? Why not? Like, what the fuck? It's great.
It's a temporary fix.
Yeah.
You know when like parents gaslight their kids, being like, "Oh, my son's so creative, but he's just a maniac."
Yeah.
God, he uses a shotgun for a toothpick. Like, God, that's cool.
Yeah. But he fixed it, and now it's fine.
You're good now.
Yeah, now it's good. Like, see,
we're proud
it was
of you.
This one.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I know. No one noticed.
You know
noticed.
That's a method of torture?
Really?
Yeah.
Filing teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
what?
Sense.
Look,
no.
See, the cops are coming.
No way. I mean, I cringe. Obviously, it's super hard to, like, feel it, you know? But I had to do it. I had to. I don't like to smile, and I feel like my tooth is...
It was just
shit.
Annoying.
It's great. It's annoying. Perfect, yeah. I feel like a clown.
Like,
yeah, I feel
what's
like...
What's a method of... Sorry.
Yeah, I feel like with a lot of the... I don't know. A lot of just like these little things, like little misimperfection or something.
Yeah.
Like only you notice most of the time.
Yeah.
Only yourself notices.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like, but that's enough that you notice.
It. I gotta fix
you know?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. What's like a method of torture you would do on AI? What?
Method of torture?
Because that's a method of torture.
Yeah.
Filing someone's teeth down.
Yeah.
To the nerves. Like, that's a method of torture.
Yeah.
Okay, to the nerves, not the tip of the tooth.
Not just for aesthetics.
I did would it for you aesthetics. Would you have, like, these
veneers?
Diamond? Yeah.
Nah.
I would.
I'm scared.
Yeah, the diamond?
Diamond on your teeth.
They shave your teeth down?
Yeah.
Oh, diamond.
I would have that.
Those are cool,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Like, on these, yeah,
like
here. The cutting tooth. Yeah.
Damn.
That would look cool.
So, do they just, like, put it on top of your teeth, or do they... drill
I think they drill it because if it's on top then you can feel it and it's not comfortable. I don't know, I never
I'm
tried
good, actually. I want a gold why does no one ever have like a gold tooth anymore?
Yeah, that's
like the
that's
random uncle that had a gold tooth.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's
but
cool.
Scary.
Why?
And a diamond,
someone can steal
and
it.
A diamond spine. what is that? The logic is not
that's scary.
Diamond teeth. I would have a grill.
Girls are cool.
Like, girls are cool.
But imagine working an office job and you're just like, hi.
Yeah, gang.
Hey, gang.
I did the Excel sheets, gang.
I don't know. Do you like cool. office jobs?
I honestly love office. I think so. Yeah, because it's super chill. Every time I think of just office jobs, I think of The Office, that TV show.
Oh.
And I want to be I want to be in.
Do you think AI will replace office jobs?
I 100% AI will replace everything. Probably.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Because there's two distinctions, right?
Because Excel sheets, no one needs to deal with that shit.
Apparently now they're hiring people that know how to use ChatGPT, and
yeah,
and they told us like it's one of the requirements on your resume to add that you're experienced in using ChatGPT, because you need to know what to ask, you need to know how to ask, and all of these things, how to use it.
Yeah, bro, there's like proper promptings. I got so addicted with ChatGPT stuff.
Yeah,
it's like there's proper promptings.
Yeah,
you can engineer.
It's an art too now. Yeah.
It's fucked.
But I don't think it will steal our jobs, because it's maybe not until like maybe 50 years from now.
Yeah. Probably not in our lifetime.
Because there's a lot of things that needs a human intervention. You need like someone that is,
of course,
conscious to not just running data and running data. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause,
unfortunately,
because I think like AI, not I think, but I, you know, I've looked it up and I've kind of like know that there's general intelligence, and also there's AI. So artificial
intelligence, yeah.
Artificial intelligence is just more, there's a specific, they have a specific task all the time.
Mm.
Whereas general intelligence are like us. Like we're, you know,
kind of
sentient and
have
our feelings and shit.
We have emotions.
Conscience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what if there's robots that just blend into our society? We don't know that they're robots.
Maybe there's a social maybe there's a social experiment right now.
That it can like model itself after a human.
I feel like so I look closely at some people sometimes and I think they are that.
Right?
Yeah. Like NPCs.
We're just looking at each other. Suspiciously.
Nah.
That's
scary.
Scary stuff. Damn.
Robots hidden in plain sight.
What was the consensus? We'd all do it?
We'd all do it.
Yeah.
Just for fun?
Just for fun.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. If we are.
So this just in. Literally. Sponsor AI, sponsor us. Yeah. We will date you.
Send us everyone. AI robots.
Send us AI robots. And
we promise we're not gonna do any harm.
Yeah.
Carl's gonna experiment.
Oh god.
Yeah. Dude, we haven't seen Carl for like 4 months now. What's going on?
Oh no. Yeah. I just become a cyborg after that.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a cyborg. You
merge with your girlfriend.
Can you imagine your girlfriend had a robot arm, dude?
Yeah.
Don't rip it off!
Yeah. I mean, that could be also pretty good, considering there's a lot of people that want kids that can't make one, and they could just, like, make an AI baby. Or adopt. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Anyways.
What if the AI baby, the AI had a baby as just a toaster? You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, imagine like if you marry an AI, you can have different like devices as kids. You know?
Devices?
You just gave birth to the fridge last week. Yeah, we just got a new blender. Hey, sweetie, you think you could give birth to an air fryer next, real quick?
Electrical car, sweetie.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That was crazy, but you could never tell anybody about it.
Yeah,
because like they would always be like, "Hey, can she give me a fucking I don't know, a bathtub next?" Ah, funny.
Good lord, AIs.
What was it? Yeah. I actually have nothing to say. How was your weekend? How was your guys' weekend?
You guys? It was pretty good. You know, Kendrick dropped.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if we want to revisit that, but
he's doing Super Bowl stuff.
Oh, Super Bowl stuff. Yeah.
And you guys know who Shannon Sharpe is?
Who's
ex-NFL
that?
NFL player. No. Anyways, he was apparently he was piping down a lady. You know, and he's like, you know, just being an adult,
mm-hmm.
piping down a lady, but he goes on IG Live on accident for like 16 minutes, so you can just hear them piping.
Yeah, you think it's AI?
I don't know. It's AI.
I don't know. Jesus. A lot of things could be fake now, bro. I don't know. Yeah, Shannon Sharpe.
But and they already found the lady too, like who he was piping. They're all consenting adults. Like she's old.
Oh, yeah.
But that's crazy. But these things happen.
Yeah, just go on IG Live and then like.
That happened to me once, but not like that. Not like that.
Oh, God. Okay.
But I was in the club with my friends and I called my dad by accident.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
And I didn't even realize. And my phone was in my hand and the phone call was running for 15 minutes. And I was with my girls. I was like, you know, talking. We were talking to guys.
So you just heard everything?
I think my dad didn't understand what was going on. he just, I hung up after
that.
He just
heard the music
and
started
and
dancing.
I freaked out and he started calling me nonstop. And I was like, what's up? What's happening? He's like, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And he's like, oh, yeah, I just wanted to check. Oh. I'm like, okay. Maybe he didn't understand what was going on. It was so scary, though.
Yeah.
Just,
to be honest, he just got a call from his daughter in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And it's just noise. That'd be kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably like, fuck, I can't hang
up. Is she getting kidnapped?
Yeah, like, what happens? I can't hang up.
Of course.
That's a proper...
That's terrifying.
Proper response.
Shit. Damn. Do you ever do those, like... Because there's those girls or those people that also, like, have, like, a pre-recording sometimes. Like, if they're in an Uber... I don't know if they. If
oh yeah,
they
like share like, your location if you're in an Uber.
Not even that. Like, there's like a pre-recording. Like, oh hey, like, are you okay? Are you good? And then it's just like a video, and then you respond to the video.
Oh really?
Thinking that it's a phone call with someone.
That's
just to be
smart.
Safe.
That's good to know.
Oh.
I mean, usually if I'm scared, I always pretend that I'm talking to someone, even if there's nothing.
Oh yeah, That also is a tactic. Yeah.
I always do that. Yeah.
Share location.
Yeah.
And just in case.
Mm.
Yeah, you never know, man. There's like some crazy shit that happens.
I had a friend once.
Uh-oh.
When she almost, I'm not gonna also mention his, but she almost broke up with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were finding a way to like reach out to him again and show him that she's sad, you know. So what we did,
we played
like crying sounds on YouTube on TV. And we called him like, oh, she's so sad, look at her, she's crying.
Oh my god.
And it was just the TV, like, crying. Can you come pick her up? Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
My god.
AI couldn't even make that up, bro. That's crazy. Damn, really?
Yeah.
And what did the guy
Damn,
do?
Damn, Ruru.
I mean, yeah.
He picked her up?
Yeah.
It's like, fucking bitch. She's always crying and lying to me. She's crying and lying to me all the time.
Oh, shit.
Did they ever break up?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. I don't
want to share. Yeah, you do.
I don't want to share
details. Let me just... You probably should.
If you want the rest of the story, maybe it will be on Patreon? Some other episode or Patreon. Yeah.
Patreon. Yes. Also, this is for the future. Yeah. We will have one. And that's where like all the juicy stories come out. I'm not going to talk about them just because like that's where the other stuff...
Mm-hmm.
Will be more shared.
Yes.
You can even talk about how I met Carl and what we did for work. We weren't strippers, but
and our like just our everything, like
everything.
We used to do. Yeah.
All our stuff.
All our
deep stuff.
Vaulted.
A lot of drama.
A lot of drama.
Skeletons in our skeletons.
Yeah. We will never put names though. Like,
obviously,
not exposing
people. No, never.
But just like almost just our experiences.
Yeah, and like our parties,
our fun
and,
times.
Yeah, everything.
It's good stuff. AI.
AI.
Yes.
AI.
What's what's
AI,
the
Captain.
Segment? I just glitched. I'm
We're
AI.
Going
I'm fucking
to
fake.
A segment.
Fake news. But yes, please watch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, everywhere you find your podcast. It'd be very helpful and lovely, and I hope we make you laugh. Anything to add, Carl?
Nothing there, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys didn't notice. We're just waiting for
Babs
to be ready.
Yeah.
Also, fuck. Mm-hmm. I didn't put the camera this side.
It's okay.
It's fine. Fuck.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. It's would you rather, but it's kind of similar. Which outfit would you rather wear for 1 year and then receive a reward? Like, just describe the outfit. Like,
ooh. 1 year and
penguin
receive
suit.
An award.
Penguin suit.
I'll dress
it
up
has
as
to be ridiculous.
No, anything you want. Yeah.
Furry?
I
could be rewarded.
Yeah, but you have to wear it for 1 year.
Oh, I'd wear the dopest shit,
dude. Furry.
A furry.
Bro.
I would have lived past 1 year, bro.
You have to explain the gab on your resume.
That is so funny. That is so what are you doing? Don't worry about it. That was so good. Shit. I don't know, what would you wear?
Yeah.
Just suits and shit? No, it's only one outfit.
Just one
you
outfit,
switch.
Right?
Oh. You have to wear it to sleep too.
You're wearing a suit.
I guess
feels so entrapped.
Oh,
like it's
you have to
entrapment.
Wear it to sleep as well.
Yeah. No. Hell no. I think I would. Oh. I would just have a
birthday
where...
suit. I'd stay naked the whole time.
Yeah, I'd better get rewarded like for curing cancer or something. Like,
yeah. If I was to be naked for a whole
like
year,
like an AI girlfriend, bro, that's my reward.
Like, give me an AI girlfriend. Nah, I'd probably try something that's like not too warm but not too cold, I guess. Because yeah. You have to account for winters too.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're going in the rain.
But you
I'm wearing a nice suit.
You can grab a blanket and put it on your shoulders, I guess.
What the fuck? In the rain? What type of umbrellas
do you need? Guys. This is high fashion.
Yeah.
And then even if you like, I don't know, you're stuck in traffic, it's super hot in your car. You can't like shed layers. You have to wear it. And you're just sweating through it.
Yeah.
You know what I would wear? I would wear these... Like, there's these Arabic, you know what, Arab guys in, like, Saudi Arabia and stuff, they wear these big white robes, to the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not these exactly. There's a female version of these. Mm. I would wear that just because, like, it's breathable. Mm. It's comfortable. It's kind of suits all weathers. Want to add just, like, an umbrella or, like, a blanket over me to be warm, I will just add that.
That's smart.
Damn.
Yeah, I can't do sports. Like I can't go to the gym and run.
How many times are you just out here doing sports? God.
This feels like a cop out answer, but I think I'll wear shorts and then like those long sleeves with like the zippers that you could just remove the sleeve.
Oh yeah, remember when pants used to have the zipper around the knee and you could just take off the. I'll wear those.
Yeah, right.
Actually, that's smart.
Yeah.
I'll just wear those. Those haven't come back.
I'll just wear one of them.
Yeah.
Big fashionista.
Yeah.
Fashionista.
I'll wear a pimp coat. Fun fact, when I was a kid, I was an accidental pimp.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll tell that story on Patreon.
Yeah.
I forgot that story.
I was an accidental pimp.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Anyways, next would you rather?
Next one.
Yes. You can win $100,000, but you won't be able to eat rice for the rest of your life.
$100,000.
Easy.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
I never eat rice too much anyway now.
I fucking love rice.
Yeah.
I don't like rice that much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
Cool. We all agree on everything at all times.
Yep. Yeah. Because I feel like my fucking 11-year-old me would kill me if I said that now. Because
big rice guy?
Oh my God. Big rice dude. I was a big rice fan.
Mm. Yeah, like.
Big rice fan. Dude, we're such a deep podcast. Fan.
Your IG bio is big rice fan.
We should make you an account. Big rice fan. Big rice guy.
That should be like a merch if we ever have merch. Yeah. Big rice fan.
If you're on Tinder, you need to put that as your bio.
Honestly, yeah.
Big rice guy. Big rice guy.
Honestly, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of like a.
If you don't got rice, I ain't gonna be nice, baby. Come through. Sorry. Yeah.
I picked this one randomly, so I don't know.
Oh shit.
Would you rather Earth be beginning to drift toward the sun or away from the sun?
Away from the sun.
That was so loud.
I turned into a 90-year-old man.
Oh.
We started drifting right now. I think away from the sun.
Yeah,
because like
it's like our way
burned alive. Oh, yeah. Burning alive is one of the worst ways to. Yeah, I think it's the worst way to
die.
Because you're alive through the whole thing and you feel it.
Yeah.
Until you ultimately die.
Yeah.
Which is like terrifying. But I would just go underground.
Exactly. There's a movie about that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Wandering Earth. It's a Chinese popular sci-fi movie.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It's like the Earth became one whole big spaceship.
Oh.
Just drifting through space. It's kind of cool.
That's dope.
That's claustrophobic, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. But like the cities.
It's either that or death. Yeah, I think I'll deal with the claustrophobic. Either that or we just die. So I think I could deal with claustrophobia for a little bit.
But what's the point of living if we're gonna live underground?
You could make a whole base.
Probably, just fake it.
You can make a city underground, I bet.
True.
Yeah. It just acquire a lot of manpower.
You have more hope than me, I guess.
Yeah.
That's also another movie.
Sorry, what's happening?
He has a movie for every word that we say.
I have a lot of sci-fi movies in my head right now. But yeah. Yeah.
So AI go for it.
AI go for it. 100%.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely.
Yeah. Go underground.
And imagine what we.
Because if you drift away from sun, technically the Earth will still be like, exist. But if we drift to the sun,
but wouldn't it exist? Because you need the sun for like plants and a lot of things, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we could make.
Yeah, but like what I mean is like it'll forever drift. Until it hits a black hole or something, then we're fucked.
But it's a black hole.
Yeah. Yeah, black holes. You know what those are?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
terrifying. I know. We're just okay with that.
Yeah.
We just live in a world where black holes.
Yeah. We can't just hanging out.
And you can't go, and if you go in, never to be seen again.
Yeah.
You cease to exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't.
So yes, AI yeah, girlfriend. So. No. Like, but what I was saying is like you would forever drift away. But it's, if it's going towards the sun. It's just going to hit the sun, and it's just, we're going to just,
yeah.
What if the sun backs?
The sun's like, hey, yo, chill.
The sun can sense.
Oh, God. That was funny.
Because yeah. there should be some force between them, right? And that's why they stay in the same place. I don't know.
It's gravitational, the Earth yeah. is in yeah. the sun's gravitational pull.
Yeah.
So we already stay in the same place.
Yeah. True.
But
yeah.
if it, I think like millions and millions of years from now, the sun, the weird enough, I think the sun is very young.
Yeah.
It's a young star. And it'll explode again and it'll turn into a red dwarf, I think. And then it turns from red dwarf to a white dwarf to a black hole.
Whoa.
Like it's weird. Our sun will just be a black hole one year.
Scary.
Yeah.
Earth school. What?
I love black holes.
How come no one landed on the sun yet?
I'm sad we didn't end on that.
How come it's just...
Okay, no,
sorry, what?
Did you hear what he said?
No.
I love black holes.
Oh!
I don't know, we should have just ended the podcast. But would you say no one landed on the sun?
On the sun.
Like, of course not.
Oh, true.
It's like the hottest
thing. But how does
thing.
It look like? Like, is it just fire?
It's so
I think it's
beautiful.
Just fire.
Have you seen like actual photos of it?
No.
It's what, with a fucking...
so beautiful.
Huh? I was going to make a joke, but I had nothing actually. What? I just blacked out. What, with a fucking telescope? Fucking nerd.
Oh.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, it's so bright.
Like, you burn your eyes.
Like, chill out.
There's ways to see the sun, like in some certain lenses.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you can see. I swear I'm not making this up, bro.
Isn't it funny that, like, some people's jobs are just to look at the sun?
Yeah.
But it's very important. It's
yeah,
important
it's,
to have
yeah.
a job like
it's
that.
Just
but
nice.
Just creeping on the sun.
Just creeping on the sun.
You think the sun gets insecure? It's like, oh, yeah. That's why he turns? Like, yeah. Or she turns? Oh, stop looking at me.
Yeah. That's funny.
Damn,
so, that was the last one you read?
Yeah. Black holes, everyone.
Black holes. Black holes.
Yeah, cheers. Say hello to your neighboring black holes. If you ever find some.
Yeah, if you ever detect someone who has a black hole. Sorry, I don't know.
We gotta end this podcast. Yeah, okay. That is actually, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, we're good.
That was the episode. AI, would you have an AI girlfriend? Comment your answer down below, yes. Or don't, or just hate us.
Or boyfriend.
Or boyfriend, yes. Yeah. Or family member.
Yeah.
We always just went to the relationship part, but what if we wanted, like, oh, my grandpa passed. Yeah. So, like, let me just bring him back.
Yeah.
Or, like, a pet dog.
Just put his flash.
I don't know.
Yeah, like
flash
his USB.
Yeah.
That's how old.
Flash drive.
Put his floppy disk in there.
Oh my God.
You guys know what that is?
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
that
thank
is,
God.
Yeah.
I thought I was aging myself here.
Yeah.
You were about to say something?
No, I was going to ask a question, but we were already ending the podcast.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
True. Watch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. Yes.
Yeah.
And
much
yes,
love
please
to
watch. These are funny.
Yeah.
This is actually like one of our funniest.
Really good. Yeah.
Really good.
And follow
glad.
Everybody on Instagram.
Yes.
And Rabab, you're going to be doing YouTube videos.
Don't expose me like that.
Anyway,
it's going to be
redacted.
A hidden account.
Hey, Cameron, jump
it's
into the
It's
going
to be a hidden account underneath the earth.
Yeah.
No one can see.
And underneath we'll find out millions and millions
slowly
of years.
Slowly drifting towards the sun. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. Don't be safe out there. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.